Tucker Carlson got into a fight this weekend with a guy by the name of Dan Crenshaw, who masquerades both as a pirate by day and a member of Congress by night, representing the people of Texas. He does a much better job, though, representing pirates and war criminals than the people of Texas. Over the weekend, Dan Crenshaw walked out of the floor vote to ban TikTok when he was confronted by a great reporter, Liam Cosgrove. And before we show you the soundbite, here's what Tucker posted on X about the confrontation. Here's what Tucker wrote. This is Representative Dan Crenshaw as he walks out of the Capitol after voting to give Joe Biden the power to shut down news sites that dare to challenge him. Crenshaw tells reporter Liam Cosgrove that U.S. intel agencies don't meddle in domestic news coverage, when, of course, he knows that's untrue. Watch his face as he says it. Liar.
One even word, reading liar. That, I want to go, lol, that's hilarious.
How can you even say that with a straight face?
Right.
I mean, really? Do you not have any? We're going to get into all of this. So anyway.
Yeah, let's do. Let's
so,
watch it.
So watch this unbelievable moment.
Access to everything TikTok has, which means data on all Americans. And with data and with access to your, you know, app that you're addicted to, you can vastly manipulate an entire population, which the Chinese have done.
Right. Are you worried that our intelligence agencies are doing the same thing domestically?
Am I worried that? I know that they're not.
They're not manipulating Americans? They're not controlling the flow of information?
Yeah, did you have some evidence otherwise that you'd like to share?
I mean,
okay.
Before that's
any
at?
Serious questions?
Some ByteDance were to say
Congressman, you asked for an example of the U.S. intelligence agencies meddling in our information. What about before the 2020 election when 50 members came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Does that count?
No, because, I mean, they were retired.
They were retired, but the FBI, no, the FBI had the laptop for over a year.
Nothing even close to a TikTok.
What?
What a smug idiot.
Hey, Clayton, do you have any information proving this thing? I thought not. I didn't think so.
Do you have any information? I thought not. Does anyone have a serious question? Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you one millisecond to answer that question. Really? Does anyone have any evidence? Really? You're saying that with a straight face, me matey? So Crenshaw is saying that, that U.S. intel agencies don't meddle in domestic news coverage. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt here, okay? One of two things has to be true, right? Either he's really stupid and uneducated, and that's entirely possible. Like, we give him the benefit of the doubt. We do all the time when we have trolls who watch our show and who don't read books and don't understand things. Or the other possibility is that he's totally lying straight out of his eye patch. So what do you think? Again, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Is it possible that he simply doesn't know about the Hunter Biden laptop story and how the FBI worked with media companies to block and hide that story? That's been verified, of course, by a variety of sources, including Mark Zuckerberg himself at Facebook.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, because it turned out after the fact. I mean, the fact checkers looked into it. No one was able to say it was false.
No.
Or maybe he's just too stupid or uneducated to know that the emails and the Twitter files confirming it and the secret access portal that still exists today, which gives the intel agencies veto power over content that they don't want published. Months after Elon...
To be fair, he can only see half of what we do, so to be fair.
That's true. Months after Elon Musk took over Twitter, that secret portal was still available, and I asked Elon Musk about it during an interview on Twitter Spaces when he told me he was going to be looking into it.
The trusted Twitter partnership, and I know on Twitter's blog that trusted Twitter partnership between Twitter and someone with a government email address can reach out to Twitter and basically have accounts banned, taken down. Is that portal, is that trusted partnership still available to the government? And given what you've released in the Twitter files, does it make sense for that to still be there?
I got to dig into this trusted partnership thing. Obviously that has like some Big Brother vibes. So Twitter will adhere to the law, but it will not do, you know, it's not going to go beyond the law. And if there are laws that don't seem to be in the interest of the people, then Twitter will push to change the laws to be in the interest of the people. I'll dig into this trusted partnership thing, kind of what's going on.
So this back end access that the FBI has right. I keep saying past tense has.
Well, because they're appealing it today to the Supreme Court, whether or not they can continue to censor social media, because a court ruled they could no longer do it after the attorneys general from Missouri and Louisiana sued the federal government. And now they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and oral arguments began today because they want to keep doing it.
Right.
So that's interesting that Dan Crenshaw seems to have forgotten that.
He doesn't know that two landmark cases being brought before the Supreme Court right now on our First Amendment rights, right? So now we also know with certainty that the FBI and the White House likely coerced social media platforms into removing posts, according to an appeals court. Last year, one of the most underreported stories occurred in September when a federal appeals court ruled that the FBI and the White House coerced social media platforms in removing posts that it didn't like. As Glenn Greenwald writes, the most underreported and underdiscussed story of 2023. Federal District Court, upheld by unanimous appellate panel, found the Biden White House FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades by coercing big tech to censor dissent online. Even worse, he writes, the Twitter files was not the first reporting to prove that the Biden administration was doing this, but it was the most significant given how much evidence it presented. And corporate outlets like United, like herd animals, to implore the public to ignore it, a big nothing burger. And that's maybe why Dan Crenshaw doesn't know anything about it, because the media hid the story. And maybe Dan, you know, he gets his media from CNN or New York Times, right? So when he was taking his morning dump, reading the New York Times, he didn't see any coverage of it. And so he doesn't really know anything about it. So maybe this week we should all help Dan Crenshaw become a little bit more educated about this. Here's his website. Here's his official email form from his website at Dan Crenshaw's website. All you need to do is go there, send him an email educating him about the First Amendment abuses by the White House and the FBI. It's crenshaw.house.gov. And send him an email. Again, it's crenshaw.house.gov. Send him an email explaining the truth. You can also call his office if you'd like. Give him some information. I'm sure he'd, right? Readers are leaders. So maybe he'd be appreciative of all the information. He might learn this for the first time. In the very same week that this Tucker-Crenshaw battle went on, The Verge reporting the CIA allegedly make fake... This, you can't even make this up. In the same week, the CIA allegedly made fake social media accounts to troll the Chinese government. They set up fake social media accounts to spread fake news about China.
Well, so we already know from last year's or 2 years ago, we got the Graphica report that they also do this in Pakistan, and they do this in Afghanistan, and they do this in Iran. And they put so much time into these social media accounts that not only do they sort of spread things about the Ayatollah, but then they're also sharing recipes and, you know, happy holiday posts and things like that. It's like a full-time job. Right. It's way more than I put into my social media, to be sure.
No, the CIA agents are very active putting out all of this fake news.
In PSYOPs. Yeah.
In PSYOPs. So I think Tucker is correct. Crenshaw is simply lying to you. But what's his motivation to blame the TikTok ban on China? We now know the real driving force behind the TikTok ban is Israel, not China. And, well, I dug into Crenshaw's campaign contributions, and Crenshaw makes hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Israel lobby. Might not surprise you at all, of course. So, of course, when Netanyahu calls him up, he has to respond. He's paid for by Israel. Crenshaw also has a shady history of campaign contributions. The FEC fined Dan Crenshaw for taking over $220,000 in illegal campaign contributions, did Dan Crenshaw. So that shouldn't surprise any of us. Here is the FEC report where Dan Crenshaw is taking over $220,000 in illegal campaign contributions. And as this report from December of 2022 points out, this isn't the first time the Texas Republican has run afoul of federal ethics laws. So Dan Crenshaw, It'll be interesting to see how Tucker responds. I've heard he's going to.
Wait, but did Dan Crenshaw respond to Tucker?
He did, and he just played a clip, an old clip of Tucker from Fox News like a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, talking about TikTok and talking about and saying we should, because there was movement then to get it removed. Mm-hmm. And so Tucker was commenting on it in terms of removing it under China's auspices.
Okay.
But my point is, can a person evolve and learn something about it and change his or her opinion?
Right.
Because as a journalist, like in a quest for truth, Tucker learns something about what's actually going on here and has changed his opinion of it.
I mean, maybe if you're 2 years old and you were born after the pandemic, you might think that the U.S. does not meddle in U.S. media.
Right.
Right. That the U.S. government. But anyone who has lived through the COVID pandemic should not say out loud that U.S. intel agencies don't meddle in domestic news conference.
It's ridiculous.
Coverage.
And I will say, I don't want to put words in Tucker's mouth. I don't know exactly how he changed his position on that. I was, you know, talking with him a little bit offline over the weekend about just, you know, his interview with Senator Rand Paul and so forth. And so I think he's definitely evolved his position on this. I think he's seen a lot more information, and I think he's changed his position, which, again, we should all want to evolve our positions, right?
Well,
facts present themselves.
Sure. And TikTok is not really the issue here. We can deal with TikTok separately. The issue here is politicians saying stupid things and ignoring facts that are immediately apparent to all of us.
Well, and what Tucker was arguing is Representative Crenshaw is giving the Biden administration power to meddle and to shut down news sites that dare to challenge the Biden administration. That was the argument in the original tweet. It's not about TikTok, as you're pointing out. It's about news sites. It's about websites. It's about information that the Biden administration doesn't want you to know about.
Yeah.
So that's at the heart of this. But of course, Crenshaw would divert and want to just focus on TikTok, of course. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.